Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you're with us. We are going to have on with us Aaron from Israel and Dr. Andy Woods from Houston, Texas. Today is Israel's turn at the International Criminal Court. By the way, things are heating up as there was overnight some large strikes against Yemen. And they are backed by Iran, and they were attacking yesterday more cargo ships. And so it appears as though we are, again, headed to massive conflict in the Middle East. We got Russia and Ukraine going at it. We got China coming against Taiwan. Xi Jinping saying to Biden in San Francisco a few months ago, we're going to take Taiwan one way or the other. Does anyone feel like wars and rumors of wars? How many of you are ready to get out of here? Well, you know, it looks, depending on where you stand with the Bible and eschatology, the events are unfolding for us to leave very soon. But certainly the stage seems to be being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The Bible says that the whole world will turn against Israel. I have tried for so many years to figure out what could happen that makes the world turn against Israel. What do they do? What would they have done? And we can speculate, but I don't know that there's any good outcome to speculation, because I think the hatred of Israel will be one that is of a demonic supernatural nature. It will not make sense. We're trying to make sense out of the stupid, the foolish, the vain. In fact, the Bible says that in Romans chapter 1, when God gives over a nation, and I think he's giving over the nations of the world, people will become fools, vain, useless, and futile in their thinking. So we can sit and try to speculate, why would the whole world turn against Israel? What would they have done? Maybe they don't do anything. Maybe they just simply defend themselves from a terrorist attack or multiple terrorist attacks, and there is a spiritual deception that sweeps the world. Let me ask you this. How many of your family and friends right now are speaking and cursing Israel? I think people that are cursing Israel right now, it is a very, very strong spiritual possibility. I'm not going to be definitive, but there is a very strong spiritual possibility that they're not Christians, that they're not saved. Because I believe the turning against Israel is going to be of such a deep spiritual deception that those who are saved will be the ones who don't fall into that trap. The Bible says that there's all kinds of spiritual deceptions coming on the world. False Christ, false prophets, false apostles, false messiahs. And the deception will be so great that even the elect would be deceived if it were possible. You know, the sad thing is so many people leave out that last part of the verse. If it were possible. Well, it is not possible for the elect to be deceived about a false Christ or a false Messiah. That's what, of course, is one of the proofs that someone's a Christian. They don't follow a false Christ or a false Messiah or a false gospel. But there will be all kinds of deceptions going on. Counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders that deceives those who are perishing. Why do they perish? Because they refuse to love the truth. They refuse to love the truth and be saved. They have suppressed the truth and unrighteousness. Don't tell me man doesn't have a free will. Don't tell me man doesn't have the ability to know the moral law, a reflection on their heart and their mind. Don't tell me they're hard. Their heart is hard like a rock and no light gets through and you must be regenerated before you can be saved. You got to be saved before you can be saved, says the extreme Calvinist. Really? Why then is it the Bible say they refuse to believe the truth and be saved? They suppress the truth and unrighteousness. They know the righteous judgments of God, Romans says. Wait a minute, how do they know what are the righteous judgments of God if their heart is hard like a rock and no light gets through? Because the moral law has been placed on their heart and their mind, their conscience, and it bears witness that there is a God, there is a creator, and they're going against the character and nature of God. That's why we have a conscience and guilt. And I believe part of this global deceptions, the global deceptions that will be many, will be one that is an irreasonable, unrational, irreasonable, vain, and ridiculous hatred for the Jews. And so I have stopped, since October 7th, trying to figure out why the world will turn against Israel. What will Israel have done that causes the world to turn against them? I am more and more convinced that it has nothing to do with Israel and everything to do with a global spiritual deception. How else can you describe the pro-Palestinians, the pro-Hamas people in the streets of the world? Really? After watching all of that uncensored video of what happened as the Hamas terrorists themselves filmed the raping, burning, alive, cutting off body parts, killing children, how can we make sense that a people anywhere in the world would take to the streets to defend that unless there is a great spiritual deception? And it's begun. So, my friends, if you hear someone blasting Israel, I'm not talking about blasting the government of Israel. I'm not talking about being maybe in disagreement with maybe some things that the Mossad has been up to. Maybe perhaps the Mossad and the CIA were involved with some things with Jeffrey Epstein. You know, the government of Israel is not as pure as the wind-driven snow, that's for sure, any more than is our government. We're not talking about the government of Israel. We're talking about the people. The Jewish people, who are in disbelief right now. But many are coming to Yeshua, our Messiah, just as our Jewish friend Aaron has, or Marty Goetz, or Arnold Frutenbaum, or Olivier Melnick, and many others we could name. But if you have friends that speak ill of the Jewish people and are embracing anti-Semitism, you should pray for them and you should warn them, because I believe it is a very strong possibility that there's something wrong there spiritually and that they might be falling for a global spiritual deception. Now, Israel's had their chance today at the International Criminal Court. Yesterday, we played a few minutes of the South Africans, those representing South Africa. They got up and were telling us all the reasons that Israel is a genocide, was involved in genocide in their response to the terrorist attack, war being declared on their people. Today was Israel's turn. We don't have time to play at all, but I do want to bring you some of it before we get a response from Aaron in Israel and then Dr. Woods on it and some other update issues from Dr. Woods. Here today is what came out of the case at the International Criminal Court. Listen.
Madam President, distinguished members of the court, it is an honor to appear before you again on behalf of the State of Israel. The State of Israel is singularly aware of why the Genocide Convention, which has been invoked in these proceedings, was adopted. Seared in our collective memory is the systematic murder of 6 million Jews as part of a premeditated and heinous program for their total annihilation. Given the Jewish people's history and its foundational texts, it is not surprising that Israel was among the first states to ratify the Genocide Convention without reservation and to incorporate its provisions in its domestic legislation. For some, the promise of never again for all peoples is a slogan. For Israel, it is the highest moral obligation. Raphael Lemkin, a Polish Jew who witnessed the unspeakable horrors of the Holocaust, is credited with coining the term genocide. He helped the world recognize that the existing legal lexicon was simply inadequate to capture the devastating evil that the Nazi Holocaust unleashed. The applicant has now sought to invoke this term in the context of Israel's conduct in a war it did not start and did not want, a war in which Israel is defending itself against Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and other terrorist organizations whose brutality knows no bounds. The civilian suffering in this war, like in all wars, is tragic. It is heartbreaking. The harsh realities of the current hostilities are made especially agonizing for civilians, given Hamas's reprehensible strategy of seeking to maximize civilian harm to both Israelis and Palestinians, even as Israel seeks to minimize it. But as this court has already made clear, the Genocide Convention was not designed to address the brutal impact of intensive hostilities on the civilian population, even when the use of force raises, quote, very serious issues of international law and involves enormous suffering and continuing loss of life, end quote. The convention was set apart to address a malevolent crime of the most exceptional severity. We live at a time when words are cheap. In an age of social media and identity politics, the temptation to reach for the most outrageous term, to vilify and demonize, has become for many irresistible. But if there is a place where words should still matter, where truth should still matter, it is surely a court of law. The applicant has regrettably put before the court a profoundly distorted factual and legal picture. The entirety of its case hinges on a deliberately curated, decontextualized, and manipulative description of the reality of current hostilities. South Africa purports to come to this court in the lofty position of a guardian of the interest of humanity. But in delegitimizing Israel's 75-year existence in its opening presentation yesterday, that broad commitment to humanity rang hollow. And in its sweeping counterfactual description of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, it seemed to erase both Jewish history and any Palestinian agency or responsibility. Indeed, the delegitimization of Israel, since its very establishment in 1948 in the applicant's submissions, sounded barely distinguishable from Hamas's own rejectionist rhetoric. It is unsurprising, therefore, that in the applicant's telling, both Hamas's responsibility for the situation in Gaza and the very humanity of its Israeli victims are removed from view. The attempt to weaponize the term genocide against Israel in the present context does more than tell the court a grossly distorted story, and it does more than empty the word of its unique force and special meaning. It subverts the object and purpose of the convention itself.
Wow. Well said, and he had a lot more great things to say. We'll come back, we'll get a response from Aaron live in Israel, and then Dr. Andy Woods. Joining me now is Melissa House. She called me today, and she told me something, and I said, you have got to tell the audience this. They need to hear this. It's really good news for those of you that, well, are taking Bella Grace. What happened today?
Well, I went to my hairdresser, and I had not told her about this product that I've been taking, and she said shortly after, well, when she was blow drying my hair, she said, I just noticed when I was parting your hair and fixing it that you have a bunch of new hair growth and a lot of, you know, short hairs that are more curly than normal. And she's like, I just can't believe I've been going to this lady for probably 13 years and she's never said that to me. And I had noticed it, but the fact that she noticed it was, I had to call Brand right away and tell him, well, I guess the collagen has definitely helped me grow my hair.
So that's, we have not mentioned this a lot because, you know, we're not going to make claims. Okay.
Right.
You can go to the website, you can read the testimonials, you can read the clinical reviews, the clinical trials, but we're not prone to making a lot of claims about the product other than personally.
And I wanted to take it for a while.
And we wanted to take and try it. But we had heard that one of the things this would do...
Well, collagen will grow your hair.
Grow your hair. Collagen supposedly grows your hair.
Right.
So the...
And I have some little hairs that stick up,
the hairdresser said you got all these hairs that are...
She said, you've never had this before. I don't...
And this is after how many weeks of taking this?
I think it's about 6.5 to 7. About 7 weeks.
7 weeks you've been taking this?
Yes.
But we had heard that was the testimony of others... But we can't go on that. So now you're saying, but you
right. She saw it on her own without me even telling her that I was, and then I went on to tell her that I've been taking
what you were taking
product. Yes. Mm-hmm. But that's not the only thing that it's just given me a lot more energy and really helped my hip feel better.
Your sciatic nerve.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and this is a good thing because a lot of guys, I'm sure, but a lot of ladies, particularly after they've had COVID two or three times, we have friends who are losing their hair,
lost their hair. Right.
So this could maybe help them too.
I would think so, definitely.
Helping you.
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it is one of our biggest sponsors now. She's the one that tried it, as you said, as you heard her say, for several weeks. And then I said, look, you go get them as a sponsor if you want. I've been taking it twice a day. It has three key ingredients we've been telling you about. Collagen, which all guys need collagen too. I mean, that's in their body too, and it decreases. So guys need collagen. Then it also has cat's claw, which is a very powerful anti-inflammatory, which is probably why it's helping your sciatic nerve.
Sciatic nerve, definitely.
Which Dr. Mark Miller talked to us, the formulator of this for 30 years, talked to us about that the other day. So you got collagen, you got cat's claw, and the third thing you have is the Astroreal Astaxanthin.
Good job.
Is that pretty good?
That's good.
I've been practicing. And that got the cognitive award in 2022. So, and that crosses blood-brain barrier and gets into the gut.
Right.
Whereas a lot of the collagen you're flushing down the toilet about 95%. This you're absorbing, according to studies, you're absorbing 95%.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's yes.
So there you go. All right. If you want more information, it's on the website. Again, it's set up under her name so they can track it and give credit back to our organization. We've explained to you the way we bring you these free shows is either through our foundation, supporting that, or through supporting our sponsors. This is one of our sponsors. So they track it with her name, because she's the contact with this sponsor, melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com, Melissa House, H-O-W-S-E, melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. The testimonials are there, including the 80 clinical trials are there as well. melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. Welcome back. Glad you're with us, Worldview Radio. Our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Joining me now is Aaron from Israel, lighttothenationsministry.com, our correspondent on the ground in Israel that we are supporting, and a workman is worthy of his hire. And so, again, thank you to all of you supporting us through our foundation that allows us to reimburse Aaron for his time to be a reporter for us, to gather this information, hopefully indefinitely, but at least, of course, until his tours can resume again. So we're all benefiting at least from his ministry to us. I know that's the case. He joins us now. Aaron, thank you for being with us today.
Good to be with you, Brennan. Shalom.
Yes, thank you. Shalom. All right, Aaron, great response today from the representative for Israel at the International Criminal Court. You want to speak to what he was saying and how the court even allowing this is rewriting the meaning of words, and they're even distorting what is the very definition by the court itself of genocide, and they're making a mockery of this system.
Well, it's just remarkable that almost 100 days ago, Hamas was slaughtering, mutilating, raping, burning our people, and we are at court being accused of genocide. Is that the most insane, craziest thing?
Does it fit with my opening monologue where I have stopped trying to figure out why the world will turn against Israel after October 7th? Because I think it's something that is, well, as Romans 1 says, when God gives over a people in the nations of the world, they become vain, useless, and futile in their thinking. I'm beginning to believe that it won't have any logical foundation for why the whole world turns against Israel. I believe it'll be such a spiritual deception that we couldn't guess what the reason would be, because there really is no concrete, cognitive, reasonable excuse for the world turning against Israel. Do you agree with my assessment today?
Yeah. A reprobate mind or pure anti-Semitism. There is a theory that goes back to the 1960s. There was a very famous psychoanalyst who said, one day the world is going to thank the Jews for Auschwitz. And what did he mean? He meant that one day the world is going to turn on the Jewish people for going through the Holocaust. And there is a belief that a lot of nations, a lot of people are upset and angry that the Jews use, if we can use that term, use the Holocaust as an excuse for getting the state of Israel, getting our ancient homeland back again. The world has never forgiven us for having to go through a Holocaust in order to get our state. So this is sick thinking, but this is what people do. But deep down, it's either anti-Semitism or, like you say, it's something, it's either a reprobate mind or something illogical. But
the anti-Semitism is spiritual. So I think all of it falls under the category of spiritual. Because anti-Semitism makes no sense. It makes no sense to pick out one people group and then vilify them as they do.
That's right. And actually, I believe the root of anti-Semitism is actually anti-God. Because anti-Semitism, we Jewish people, we were the chosen people. We were the God people. And we were singled out by the Creator. And people don't like that. In fact, this woke generation today, are you aware that some people accuse people who use the term chosen people as being bigots, as being insensitive to other people? By saying you're God's chosen people, you're basically saying, well, the rest of the people are not. So even that they use against us. But like I said, I believe the root of anti-Semitism is anti-God, which the New Testament actually calls it the spirit of Antichrist. Anti-God, Antichrist, anti-Messiah. It's just everything anti-God and, of course, anti-God's word. But going back to the trial at large here. So yesterday, Brandon, we know, that, and I reported on this, that the lawyers representing South Africa, they gave their speeches, they gave their talks. Seriously, after half an hour, I had to turn it off. I could not stand listening to these accusations and lies and twisting of truths and bringing the situation totally out of context. Today, I turned on the trial live. I watched every single minute of it, all seven of the Israeli lawyers. It was interesting seeing seven of them, because do you remember yesterday I shared a verse of scripture that just came to me during one of the commercials from Deuteronomy 28:7. Moses says, the Lord will allow your enemies to come at you from one direction, but they will flee from seven directions that you may get the victory. What I didn't know is that Israel had seven lawyers who would be representing the nation. And my goodness, they did a wonderful job. It's too much to go into because it took, I think it was altogether about 3 hours. But some gave, that they all, of course, they were working as a team. Some gave international law arguments that we worked within the international laws. We had, and we still have, in our top echelon offices, before Israel makes any major military decision, we comply with international lawyers, with human rights groups. We sent millions of pamphlets, and not to mention that we are dealing with people that are firing at us with human shields. So they gave the boundaries that we've been working at within international law. Others went on the attack. They went on the attack. They were saying, why has Hamas not been accused of genocide, which is what we are being accused of? By the way, it came out today, Brennan, that the German government, of all the people, the Germans, they are actually siding with the state of Israel, and they made it internationally clear that according to the ICC, Palestine, who, by the way, it's the Palestinian people who have gone to South Africa, and the South Africans are they are going to bat for the Palestinian people. But according to the ICC, Palestine are not a member of the ICC, and only members of the ICC are entitled to get a hearing and get a saying. And the German government is saying Israel does not need to stand in that dock. They are illegitimately being brought to trial. But be that as it may, I actually believe we are going to see this turn around. And just like Haman in the Bible, he built the gallows and he ended up hanging on the same gallows that he built. I believe this is going to turn around, but there's a key condition for that. If the 17 judges who take a pledge that they will not be biased for politics or any other reason, which actually is very biblical, because the Bible says to the judges in the Bible that they are not to take bribes or be swayed. If they are unbiased and they stick to the laws instead of becoming political, then I think this is a no-brainer. Mm. The amount of facts, the audio visuals that were shown, it's just you could be a little child and see very, very clearly that the South African accusations and lies, and a lot of them someone else picked to pieces some of the statements that the South African lawyers were putting against the state of Israel, which were not true. For example, let me give one example. They accused our prime minister and a member of our government of using biblical chanting against the Palestinians, Amalek. Do you remember reading in the news, Brennan?
Yes. Yes.
So Bibi Netanyahu, you know what Bibi Netanyahu
said?
Is
that when the guys line up and they stomp their feet and everything?
You mean the Israeli government?
Yeah, the Israeli soldiers.
Yes, okay, that was Israeli soldiers. Exactly. That was the soldiers. The soldiers can do whatever they want. But Benjamin Netanyahu, in one of his speeches, as well as another member of parliament, they use that rhetoric, Amalek. But this is what one of our lawyers made clear, that Bibi Netanyahu, all he said was, remember Amalek. That's all he said. He didn't say, let's do to the Palestinians what we did to Amalek. That would be, you know, that would be borderline. actually, that would probably be crossing a line. But he didn't say that. All he said is, remember Amalek. But they twisted it. They said that Israeli politicians and leaders were using biblical language to incite the nation against the Palestinian people. So thank God we have good lawyers. All of them did a superb job. I'll be honest with you. I'll personally, I was actually in tears watching.
Well, you know, do these lawyers live in Israel, by the way?
No, they don't. No, there was three of them that are Israelis. Two or three of them are Israeli born, but they practice overseas. One is a British barrister who I've actually met. He's actually a Messianic Jew.
Okay, so what do we need to do to get him as a guest on our show? You can help me with this?
Well, I mean, I met him once at a conference. he wouldn't know me from
right, but we can work some back channels, and because I'd love to get these guys on. I'd love to.
Absolutely.
We're on 67 powerful Christian stations. We'd love to get him on here.
I'll see what I can do with that. I'll see. I met him at a conference in South Africa, actually, about 10 years ago. I will try to contact the people that invited me and see if they can connect.
Excellent.
But so most of them live overseas. Two or three of them are Israeli. One was Australian, one was British. They did a fantastic job. And now we're going to have to wait and see. And hopefully it won't need to go to the next stage. If these judges are unbiased and they see the facts within international law, which Alan Dershowitz, who is a professor from Harvard University in international law, he made it very clear Israel has not broken any laws.
Right, that's right. All right, in conclusion here, if I go to Dr. Woods, you know what's interesting is that Islamophobia, an unreasonable fear or phobia, it's called a phobia, Islamophobia. You have some kind of unreasonable fear or phobia of Islam. Well, I think we just saw on October 7th, people have a lot of reasons to fear. But what's very interesting is those who are anti-Semites, they're not called any kind of name as far as having some kind of fear or phobia. But clearly anti-Semites fear the Jews. Oh, the Jews, they're running the world. The bankers, they're taking over. The Jews are horrible. They're going to drink our blood. Who is mentally unstable? Who is spiritually unstable? The anti-Semites. Not those of us that warn about Islam. Again, psychological projection. Aaron will respond, then Dr. Woods.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I have been on Bella Grace now several weeks, and I've already told you about some of the positive things I've seen since being on Bella Grace. We'll have a new one. My hands have cracked and bled for years, particularly during the winter months. Melissa came on TV not too long ago to tell some of the stories about how she would have to put lotion on both my hands every night, all winter long for years, because I would get such deep cuts on my palm, my fingers, and on my thumbs, the inside of my thumbs. I'm talking deep cuts. And boy, did they hurt, and they bled constantly. I was getting blood on my dress shirts, my dress pants, my tie, when I would tie my tie in the morning. I've done nothing differently, folks, other than get on Bella Grace. And I've held my hands up to the TV camera several times to show how healthy and healed my hands are. I don't know what else to say other than it's happened since I started taking Bella Grace. I also used to get up three or four times a night to use the bathroom. Now I'm only getting up about one time a night. Again, that's all happened since Bella Grace. I also have some new hair growth on top of my head, just like Melissa has, and her own hairdresser of 13 plus years was shocked by her hair growth. Now, I'm not making claims. I'm just telling you my personal testimony. In fact, speak of testimonies, we've been receiving a lot of emails from our audience telling us the results they're personally having as well. Now we've opened up a new landing page to make it easier to find everything, the testimonials and the nearly 80 clinical trials on this powerful Bella Grace elixir. You'll find that new landing page at melissahousebg.com. Melissa House, Melissa, H-O-W-S-E, Melissa House, B-G, stands for Bella Grace, melissahousebg.com. Why don't you check it out? By the way, remember, there are nearly 80 clinical trials, and we put a big button for those clinical trials on this new landing page, melissahousebg.com. This powerful elixir contains collagen, and men, we need collagen for our tissue, for being flexible, and for our hair growth. Everybody needs collagen. Then it has also cat's claw, which comes from a vine, the bark on a vine, and it is loaded with anti-inflammatories. And then it has what is known as astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, this particular brand, won the 2022 award for cognitive, the cognitive award. And by the way, it crosses the brain-blood barrier, so it gets into our system. These three powerful ingredients in this elixir that I take twice a day, Melissa takes twice a day, we got a subscription, so it shows up every month at our door. You can do the same thing by going to melissahousebg.com. And when you do, I think you're not only supporting your health, you're also supporting our organization, as this is one way we are able to fund our broadcast, is through our advertisers and sponsors. So there you go, melissahousebg.com. Thank you.
All right, welcome back, Worldview Radio. Our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Aaron, I want you to answer that before we go to the next guest, which is Dr. Andy Woods. Islamophobia. Kamala Harris says we need to have some kind of Islamophobia act to deal with all those warning about Islam days after October 7th. People who are warning about Islam, like myself and others, were called unstable, extremists, crazy, conspiracy theorists. But isn't it interesting that we know that it's legit to warn about Islam? They tell us what they want to do. Even today, we see in Memory, which is a website that tracks what these guys are up to, they're talking about now that your government has attacked the Yemen over the Houthis, the Iranian-backed terrorist on the Red Sea, America, look out. So the threats to us are over and over, but if you warn about it, you're crazy. Well, the real crazy ones, the really spiritually deceived, mentally disturbed crazy ones, and I think that's what we're talking about here, frankly, is a level of spiritual delusion that really borderlines on psychotic, mentally unstable. This is those who are so rabidly anti-Semite. They fear the Jews as though somehow we better fear the Jews. They're going to take over the world. They run all the banks. They're going to kill our kids and drink their blood. I mean, that's psychological projection, Islamophobia. They're putting onto us what is really true about themselves and how they talk about the Jews and treat the Jews. It's that psychological projection again. Would you agree in closing?
Yeah, I would. I think the key is to use tact and wisdom. For example, when we speak out against the Palestinians, we have to be careful because not every Palestinian is evil. I happen to know Palestinians who love Israel, who love the Jewish people. That's a fact. So one has to be very careful. If we're going to speak out against Islam, we need to be tactful, wise, and use facts. For example, when Muslims walk down the street and call for a jihad and for a Sharia law state, then I think we've got every right to speak out against it. It clashes with democracies. It clashes with Western civilization. So we've got to have facts. We've got to be wise. We've got to make sure that we don't cross the line where it becomes hatred speech. Or with bitterness and anger. This is where we give our enemies ammunition to fight back and say, well, you're just as radical as you're accusing us of. But definitely we've got a lot of ammunition, a lot of material where, you know, they say we hate the Jews. We hate America. Muslims living in America, they say, we hate America. They want to bring America down. Why aren't the authorities doing something about it? And even differentiating and say, if you want, actually, I'll give you a good example. John Howard, the ex-prime minister of Australia, 15 years ago, when lots of Muslims were moving into the northern territories of Australia from Indonesia. Indonesia is the largest populated Muslim country in the world. Many, many Muslims were moving into Australia. John Howard, he said, if you want to live in Australia, you're welcome, but you have to live under our law, not under your law. And he was very smart, very tactical. He says, you're welcome, but we have our laws here. In other words, he was saying, don't try to push one or bully us into taking over with your laws. But sadly, there are places in Australia, like Melbourne, they are taking over.
Indeed,
they are taking over.
Aaron, thank you for that update. We really appreciate it. Shalom.
Pleasure. Thank you, Brennan. God bless.
You too, my friend. Let's go to Dr. Andy Woods. Dr. Woods, what do you make of what you've been hearing?
Well, to my mind, it's a outworking of Zechariah 12, verse 3. I appreciated what Aaron said about how a month or two ago, whenever it was, October 7th, Israel experienced their 9/11 when you look at it from a per capita basis. But you switch things around, and now Israel herself is being accused of genocide. It's illogical.
Yeah, indeed it is.
Doesn't make any real sense.
No, it really
I'm back, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you're back. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all. What do you make about my opening comment, my opening monologue, that I've given up after October 7th trying to figure out what it is the Jews do to make the whole world turn against them, as I don't think there'll be any logical justification. I think it'll be such a great spiritual deception that it won't matter what the Jews do or don't do, because no one would think that they should be being attacked with any sound. Anyone with a sound mind, anyone with a real Christian worldview, anyone that has logic and reason as their foundation of thought would not say that the Jews have done anything wrong in defending their nation that was dragged into a war and 1,200 of their citizens murdered, many of them gang raped, body parts cut off while they're alive, burned alive. And you think that they should not respond and go get those people and kill them and clean that area out that is a massive national security threat to them? What would we be doing if that happened, right on the edge of our country, south of our border? We would do the same thing if we had any legitimate commander in chief. But we don't, of course. They're raising up the razor wire, letting them all come over so they can carry out an October-style event on America, as Hamas has said they will do. But do you agree with me that the reason the world will turn against Israel is not one that can even be logically justified because it'll be of such great spiritual consequence and deception and origin?
Yeah, and I agree with you. And let me give you the why as to why I agree with you. When you look at Revelation 12, verses 6 through 17, second part of the chapter, it talks about Satan's hatred. And it uses the Greek word in that chapter, orge, which is speaking of an emotional hatred for the Jewish people. That is how to understand anti-Semitism. You cannot analyze it from the human perspective because it's not ultimately rooted in humanity. It comes from the fallen angelic realm, and it's really rooted in a longstanding hatred Satan has for the Jewish people. For the principal reason that God has decided to bless the world through the Jews. Jesus was a Jew. The scripture came to us through the Jews. And then God will bless the world through the Jewish nation. The kingdom is going to come to us through the Jewish people. Isaiah 2:2 and 3, verses 2 and 3, many other verses we could quote. And so that's how to understand anti-Semitism. It's Satan's attempt to obliterate the Jews so that the kingdom will not come. And that's why, from the human perspective, it seems so irrational and illogical. And the reason for that is you have to source it in the fallen angelic kingdom.
Yeah, indeed. All right, let's go to a PowerPoint that you provided us, thanks to the gracious nature of Dr. Randall Price. Zionism. Let's go do a quick review on this. What is Zionism?
Well, Zionism is basically the belief that the Jews have a right to return to their ancient homeland. And as they are there in their ancient homeland, they are there biblically. God put them there. God bequeathed that land to them. And Aaron touched on it. They are there legally. He quoted Alan Dershowitz. There are no specific laws being broken, either domestically or internationally. Jacques-Paul Gaultier, another scholar I'll make people aware of, in his 20-year dissertation, a Canadian lawyer that he did at the University of Geneva, reached the same conclusion. In other words, you can say whatever you want about the Jewish people, but here's one thing you can't say. They're doing something illegal. So a Zionist is someone who believes Israel has a claim to that ancient homeland from God, and even beyond that, from the laws that currently exist.
And then let's go to the next one. Jews living in Israel, are they biblical Jews? Because we know that's the lie that a lot of people are spreading right now.
Yeah, and that's if you advance the slides one, you'll see the quote from Stu Peters, you know, basically trying to drive a wedge between modern Jews living in the land of Israel and ancient Jews. And this kind of taps into something that we, the three of us, talked about, me, you, and Tommy Ice on one of your recent broadcasts, the so-called Khazar theory, you know, trying to argue that the Jews living in the land of Israel aren't really Jews. And that's been debunked many times over. I'll give you a name here, Bennett Greenspan, who's an expert in the area of genes, genetics. He says that argument has been totally disproved. Not only can you identify the Jews living in the land of Israel as the physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but you can also identify them right down to their right tribe. You know, they know who the Levites are. They know who the Kohenites are. Kohen is the Hebrew word for priest, etc. So all of this talk by Stu Peters has been disproven a long time ago.
Yeah, very, very, very troubling at a spiritual level as well. How about this next one? Israel as the oppressor. Well, that's what we see going on right now at the International Criminal Court. They're involved in genocide, says South Africa, who is known for killing Christians. Scores of white Christian farmers being killed, tortured, and kept alive deliberately for days so they can torture them, rape their wives, film it, and then put a Bible on their dead body to denote they just killed a Christian. That's South Africa, who has made a hero out of terrorist, racist Nelson Mandela. They have the audacity to accuse Israel. Again, psychological projection. That's the red of the red-green axis, the Marxist side of the red-green axis, the red being the Marxist, the green being the Islamist. So here we go. Israel as the oppressor, really?
Well, it's a joke because in 2005, Israel is the one that gave that area back, you know, as a free autonomous area to the people of Gaza. I mean, what kind of oppressor would do that? And of course, that was in 2005. They had one and only one election at that point. They elected the Gazans, Hamas. And they turned that beautiful area of Gaza, which was, when you see photos of it beforehand, it's almost like a resort, elite resort, beach resort, hotels, beautiful area. They turned it into a war zone with all of their tunnels of terror, and they've used those to launch attacks into Israel proper, not the least of which is what started October the 7th. So, you know, that it doesn't fit the definition of what an oppressor is. Israel relinquished the area and her enemies took over the area and have used that to attack Israel. So, you know, who is oppressing who? And unfortunately, these facts are not brought out and people are taught today that Israel is oppressing the Gazans.
Hamas, what is their true agenda? That's next on our list of things here on our conversation. Dr. Woods?
Yeah, Hamas, boy, that's an interesting word there. The Hebrew word for violence is Hamas. Most people don't know that. So it's an organization named after violence. And there's a few slides I have there related to the actual constitution, charter, if you will, of Hamas, where they clearly say that their agenda is the eradication of Israel.
Which is genocide.
Which is genocide. And even in that picture there, you've got there on the screen, Palestine will be free from the river to the sea. That's from the Jordan to the Mediterranean. What's in between? Israel. That doesn't sound like coexistence to me. That sounds like an ambition for eradication.
Yep. Here's one. Hamas's leaders. Dream come true. Slaughter of Israeli civilians. And we have another one, by the way, today out at Memory, where, again, they're calling for the murder of Jews. And by the way, where is this coming from? Well, Madison, Wisconsin. We come back, we'll share that with you. This rhetoric is coming out of Madison, Wisconsin. Do you think we need to fear Christians, Christian Zionists, our Jewish friends, our Messianic Jewish friends? We'll be right back.
Have you checked out all the free programming lately at worldviewtube.com? Hello, I'm Brandon House. If you go right now to worldviewtube.com, you are going to find so many television shows ready for you on demand, like my nightly newscast, The Worldview Report, my daily radio show that's also a TV show now. That's available at worldviewtube.com. The 90-minute live show, Brandon House Live, that's available each and every day at worldviewtube.com. It cost us many, many thousands of dollars a month in streaming, bandwidth bill, and IT bills to make available these free programs. But we do it as a ministry and public service of WVW Broadcast Network. Now, one way we're able to do this is through the generous support of you through our WVW Foundation. Think of us as your conservative Christian worldview alternative to National Public Radio, National Public Television. Would you become a sponsor now so we can continue to push out free radio shows and TV shows at worldviewtube.com and worldviewradio.com? We're also looking for more regular monthly contributors. Would you consider signing up if you haven't already for a monthly contribution, $5, $10, whatever you can afford? It's greatly appreciated. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. And you'll find our phone number there if you'd like to make a contribution via the phone. Again, that's WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVWFoundation.com. And check out all the free ministry programming at worldviewtube.com. And don't forget our Sunday night church service that I've been teaching on Sunday nights since 2015. That's live 8 p.m. Central Time at worldviewtube.com each and every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. Worldviewtube.com. Brought to you by WVWFoundation.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldviewradio.com, our website, worldviewradio.com. WorldviewTube.com is our TV page, WorldviewTube.com. Dr. Woods' website is AndyWoodsMinistries.org, AndyWoodsMinistries.org. Don't forget, Crosstalk comes up at the top of the hour here on the VCY America Radio Network with your host, Jim Schneider, on over 100 outlets nationwide, America's original Christian talk program since the 1970s. So tune in. Now, for those of you listening on all the different platforms, like, wait a minute, I hear you talk about this. Where do I find this program? Well, you won't just find this program, Crosstalk. You'll find all of their programming. Christian radio, real Christian radio, news and information. You'll find it at vcyamerica.org. V as in Victor. vcyamerica.org. There is an imam in Wisconsin who gave a sermonette, if you will, on October 13th, after the events in Israel on October 7th. Listen to what he said. Here is some audio. Oh, you guys ready?
Quote, which is al-jihadu fi sabilillah. The only way that can stop is to face the enemy the way they face us. They face us with aggression. We should retaliate with aggression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. Fight in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who fight against you, they will fight, they will defend the deen, they will defend their land, not with their tongues, but with their blood. And each one of us should be a soldier today. So jihad, they will try everything, but it's only jihad. Only jihad that can bring victory. Not contracts, not agreements, not allyism, not all these things. Only thing, wallahi, that can bring izzah to this ummah is al-jihadu alladhi taraddada kalamuhu fi kitabillah wa fi ahadith Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only thing that can bring izzah, honor and glory to this nation is jihad. Hani'an liikhwanina في غزة أبطال والله they are warriors أبطال they are warriors they are men just like the Sahaba لا يخافون الموت ولا يهابونه يا يهود الذل المجرم الظالم المفسد.
He's saying, oh you Jews, you unjust, criminal, corrupt oppressors. He said the ones that carried out the attack on October 7th were champions.
كلكم حتما سيقتل.
You will almost definitely be killed. That's what he says. You will almost definitely be killed. He's calling for jihad.
The Yahud.
The Jews, the aggressors, the evil.
The aggressor, the evil. You describe them, what they do. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu.
By Allah, by Allah, all of them will be killed by Muslims. This is reportedly right out of Madison, Wisconsin.
Will be killed by Muslims. They all will be executed by Muslims. كلهم سيقتلون لأنه وعد إلهي.
He says they will all be killed. This is a divine promise that will inevitably be fulfilled.
ولا بد أن يقع. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And this is a promise from Allah, and it is going to happen.
Happen. كلهم سيقتلون.
They will all be killed, he says again.
كلهم سيقتلون. ويومئذٍ.
And on that day, the believers will rejoice in Allah's victory. There you go, folks. But yet, who are the threats to the country? It is Christians. It is Jews. It is patriots. It is constitutionalists. It is Christian Zionists. We are the great threat as our government has been taken over by Iran and China. Who does Iran work for, folks? China. Colonel John Mills, who worked on the National Security Staff for two presidents, was on here the other night, said, make no mistake, Iran works for China. And who has this White House been bought and paid for? By China. Which means they also work for Iran, which is why they've given billions to Iran. And what does Iran want? The destruction of the great Satan, which is who? Us, America, the Christians, the Jews, the Judeo-Christian worldview. And so no wonder the mosques in America that are about 90% of the mosques run by Hamas / Muslim Brotherhood gets a pass while the Christians are the target. Because this administration, this government has been taken over by China and Iran, and they are doing the work of Satan. No wonder these people run around molesting children and hating Jews and Christians. I believe it is very probable that Joe Biden is demon-possessed. It's certainly demon-oppressed and demonically controlled, but it is very, very possible that Joe Biden is demon-possessed. His illness may have more to do with the fact he's inflicted by a demon than it does anything. Sure, it could be his dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever. It could be the man has a demonic problem. One way or the other, I can tell you now, many, many of the top people in our federal government are controlled and influenced by a satanic goal and agenda, and I think many of them are demonically controlled. Dr. Woods, your thoughts?
Well, there's a lot to respond to there. I just find it interesting that the Imam the video you just played, it's interesting to me that he's citing the Quran. He's claiming authority from the Quran to carry out this jihad. So I want people to understand that there really is no such thing as a moderate Muslim. You're either a consistent Muslim or you're an inconsistent Muslim, but the consistent Muslims have authority from their own religious texts to engage in genocide against whoever they want. And they claim that they're getting that authority from Allah himself, you know, via the revelation in the Quran. So the problem is not radical Islam, as people say. The problem is consistent Islam, fundamentalist Islam. The problem is Islam itself. And unless some way they go through some kind of reformation, which doesn't look like it's likely to happen, you know, the way Christianity went through a reformation and adjusted some things, got back to original truth. Unless Islam goes through some kind of reformation in the sense that they're willing to alter these Quranic texts, this problem is not going to go away.
Dr. Andy Woods, his website, andywoodsministries.org, andywoodsministries.org. And by the way, we carry his program each night on Worldview Tube at 9 p.m. Central. 9 p.m. Central, Pastor's Point of View, each night, 9 p.m. Central at worldviewtube.com. Dr. Woods, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here. Happy New Year to you, and enjoy being here.
Thank you so much. All right, folks, coming up right now on the VCY, America Radio Network, Jim Schneider and Crosstalk, America's original Christian talk program. All of you listening on other networks, it's available at vcyamerica.org. Take care.